VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel has carried out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut. On Friday morning, Lebanese state media reported that an Israeli airstrike hit a main highway linking Lebanon with Syria, causing the closure of the road near the busy Masna border crossing, where tens of thousands of people fleeing war in Lebanon have crossed into Syria. Dr. Abdinasir Abubakar is an acting representative for the World Health Organization in Lebanon.
For the last few weeks, the hospitals were overwhelmed with the increased number of casualty. And I think our responsibility is WHO and other UN agencies to work with the Minister of Health to ensure that these hospitals, they have the tools that they need.
Abubakar said medical air shipments from the WHO and the United Nations have begun arriving in Beirut.
I think WHO and the UN system in general, we are committed to alleviate the pressure for Lebanon and the people of Lebanon, as well as other people who are living, vulnerable people who are living in the country into that. And we stand by with the government and also for the people of Lebanon to overcome this challenge.
Israel's air defense systems intercepted rockets fired from Lebanon on Friday as they continued to exchange cross-border fire with Iran-backed Hezbollah militants. The Israeli military said Friday that an airstrike in Beirut the day before killed Mohammad Rashid Scafi, the head of Hezbollah's communications division. Russia's foreign ministry announced Friday that removing the Taliban from its list of terrorist organizations was a decision made, quote, at the highest level, unquote, according to the news agency TASS. President Vladimir Putin's special envoy on Afghanistan, Zamir Kabulov, said legal steps are still required to implement the decision. Putin previously called the Taliban an ally in combating terrorism. No country has formally recognized the Taliban as the country's legitimate leadership, although China and the United Arab Emirates have accepted its ambassadors. This is